Yeah, Credo Station's 70 kilometres north of Coolgardie, southwest of Orabanda, and Credo Station is 212,000 hectares, former pastoral lease, now Crown land managed by DEC as a future conservation reserve, and it's a multiple use area, so it'll include all aspects of management for conservation, recreation and visitor type activities, especially around the homestead and the adjacent Rolls Lagoon area. Aboriginal involvement, a lot of mining and prospecting and other multiple use activities. So yeah, it's going to be multiple use, and one aspect of that is the development of a field study centre and the use of the area for research as part of the Great Western Woodlands.
And I understand you've also got a project called the Terrestrial Ecosystems Research Network.
Yes, a nice long one, short about to turn. This is a partnership between DEC, the CSIRO and other organisations, including various universities. And it's fantastic that that particular project has chosen a site on Credo Station up near Callion, about 30 kilometres north of the Credo homestead, to set up a flux tower, which will be part of a fairly major research project over a much larger area. But the flux tower will be looking at a 5 kilometre by 5 kilometre site, where they'll be looking at things like gas exchange and energy balance and water balance within the Great Western Woodlands. So they've picked a site up there, and they'll be setting up a long-term monitoring site on Credo, which is fantastic.
Why is this information valuable for the activity in the area? I mean, there's mining and there's conservation work and...
Yeah, and I mean, the Tern site is a very large site. It's basically a part of a super site, and these are all over Australia, and there's a super site that runs from the southwest up through the goldfields and up, you know, past Menzies and eventually on up into the desert. So information that's collected along that transect, and, you know, includes, it's multifaceted. Sort of information will be collected about landscape processes across the region, things like fire impacts and the landscape processes of the woodland, but also the transition from the wheat belt right through to the Mulga communities. The Tern transects, which looks at changes along that gradient in terms of vegetation and biodiversity and climate, and of course that's highly relevant to the impacts of climate change. All of that information is highly relevant to agriculture as it comes out of the wheat belt, climate change, mining industry in terms of the capacity to rehabilitate and plan in the long term, conservation, biodiversity, and the pastoral industry as well, which occurs in the goldfield. So, yeah, put all together, it's a collection of really highly relevant data which goes to all land uses across the southwest and up into the Great Western Woodlands and beyond.
I understand they're also looking at whether old-growth woodlands, such as what's in the Great Western Woodlands, act as carbon sources
or sinks.
Carbon sinks.
Yeah,
Why don't we know that already?
Well, there has been a bit of work done on carbon sequestration or the carbon cycle within the Great Western Woodlands, and of course there's been an immense amount of research done right across the world. But in terms of the Great Western Woodlands themselves, because it's a natural system, some of that fundamental research, you can make assumptions that it is fixing carbon as it revegetates, and certainly areas that were cut during the woodline era, and 3.5 million hectares of the Great Western Woodlands was clear felled, and that's vigorously regrowing. So it's fairly safe to assume that that's actually fixing carbon. But when you get into a mature woodland, such as where they're putting this site up on the top end of Credo, which is an old growth woodland area and hasn't been cut, one would assume that it's in equilibrium. That is, as some trees are breaking down and getting old and over mature and falling down, they're replaced by others. So generally, mature woodlands or mature forests are deemed to be in equilibrium, and that's one of the things. But of course, with climate change, maybe the area is still fixing carbon. So it's very important to understand how these old growth woodlands interact in terms of carbon sequestration or releasing carbon into the atmosphere.
You held an open day at Credo last weekend. How did that go?
That was good, yes. Yeah, we had probably about 100 people on site over the weekend, and a whole range of stakeholders, including everyone from Aboriginal groups, miners, prospectors, Development Commission, historical societies, naturalist clubs, and quite a lot of individuals. And we had some great feedback about the plans for the site, and we had some great feedback about the history of the site. So, yeah, it was a very good open day, and some really good feedback about the way the area is and going to be managed, including things like this research site. So, yeah, very successful.
Ian Kelly, thanks very much for speaking to me this morning.
That's all right.